Chapter 5. Sin cursed as he landed on his side in the center of what appeared to be a Karanti feast. There had to be at least 100 Karantis present, and they were all staring at him in silence as he lay on the cobblestone floor in front of them. There was no sound whatsoever, except for the occasional whisper of a Karanti wing. The room reminded him of a medieval great hall with arched rafters and exposed beams. The stone walls gave the place an eerie chill that didn't seem to faze the half-naked Karanti who were eating everything from roasted pig to cows to things he couldn't even begin to identify.
"Is he for us to eat?"
one of the young male Karanti asked an older one. Before Sin could stand or respond, Apollyme appeared on the other side of the main banquet table, beside the adult male Karanti the boy had spoken to. Her silver eyes swirled violently as she stared at him.
"Tear his worthless Sumerian hide to shreds!"
"Sumerian?"
the adult male snarled. Sin cursed.
"Yeah,
his being Sumerian to this group would go over like an Ozzy Osbourne Marilyn Manson duet at the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting. He might as well be wearing a shirt that said kibbles and bits, with a heavy emphasis on the bits part." Sin pushed himself to his feet in expectation of the death that was about to run him over.
"Look, can't we all just get along?"
"Akira Danyaha,"
a female spat, which was the obscene version of screw you in Karanti. Suddenly, a male Karanti came at his back. Sin caught the demon and flipped him to the ground. But before he could punch him, another demon bit Sin in the shoulder. Hissing in pain, he headbutted the demon, knocking him back. Sin's shoulder was ripped open as the demon fell away. A woman ran at Sin then. He picked her up and tossed her at the next two men who were coming for him.
"Where's a damn can of Raid when you need it?"
he growled as another demon caught him from behind. He dropped all of his weight, which didn't do a damn thing since the demon was so strong. Changing strategies, Sin kicked his legs back against the demon's knees. The demon shrieked in pain before he released Sin. He swung around and caught the demon a blow to the ribcage.
"Stop!"
Sin staggered back as the demons actually obeyed the order. He saw Kat standing to his right, staring in horror at what had happened.
"Do not interfere in this," Apollyme snarled.
Kat shook her head. "I won't let him die. Not like this, and not without an explanation."
"Explanation?"
Apollyme pushed past the male demon before her to approach her granddaughter.
"I went to his pantheon and asked them to help me hide your father, so that my pantheon wouldn't kill him. Do you know what they did?"
"They laughed,"
Sin said, remembering the tales of that event clearly in his mind. Apollyme turned on him with her nostrils flared. He was amazed she didn't use her powers to splinter him against the far wall. Obviously, a quick death wasn't what she had in mind. She wanted long-term pain.
"My son suffered as no one should ever suffer, and I want to return that to you tenfold."
He could understand that. Hell, he could even respect her sentiment, but it didn't change that fact that he was innocent in this.
"I didn't turn you away, Apollyme. I wasn't there that day. I swear I would have helped you had I known. By the time I heard about it, it was too late."
"Liar!"
"It's not a lie,"
he said calmly, as another demon inched closer to him. He swallowed as he remembered his own bitter childhood. He'd been one of triplets. Within an hour of his birth, it had been foretold that he and his brothers would cause the end of their pantheon, just like with Acheron.